Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Garden Club.
And clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. I know it's a bit cold this morning. Hard to get up and get out of bed. Nice day to just enjoy some time. Sleeping a little late. You know, it's darker in the morning, so you might as well enjoy it. It's going to be a nice little day. Not going to be too cold, not going to be too warm, though. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a nice warm day, except for there's rain all involved. So, I think we'll see. I say it almost every week. It almost feels like there's going to be, this is the last real warm day, and then we'll be able to, the temperatures will steady out, stay the same, stay cold. But it's looking like tomorrow is going to be 60 degrees. So even with some of that rain, if you haven't gotten everything done outside, you can definitely get out there and finish up a few of those things. Because I know at this point, a lot of your leaves have fallen. So a lot of the, external thoughts of other things that are going on out there. I got to clean the leaves. I got to do all these extras. Those are all set at this point. Up to you on what you want to do. Are you going to clean them all up? You're going to leave them. What are you going to do? You're going to leave them around your shrubs, your perennials, those types of things. And it's definitely, the ground is definitely starting to become frozen. It's not all the way there yet, though. We're getting to that point. It's interesting because we have so many cold days in a row, and then it rains, it warms up a bit, then it gets cold again, and then, it's just back and forth right now. Really just want it to be consistent and figure itself out so that we can officially just say, all right, the growing season is done. I have everything I need done outside, but it almost feels like it just keeps coming back a little bit, saying, all right, I'll give you another couple days. Let's get back out and just do a couple more things, and then it gets cold again. So we'll see. Only time tells. I mean, long-term forecast doesn't look like other than tomorrow is going to be some warm days. But we'll see. With the rain in the morning, according to what I see, there might be some time later in the day to be getting out there cleaning up, spraying some of that wilt proof, that wilt stop, those types of things. Because that is, you know, where we need the 40-45 degree temperatures to do that. I mean, we are looking maybe at the end of next week the same warm up into the higher 40s. So you could be putting some of that wilt-proof wilt stop if you haven't already. Just the way that our temperatures are running and all those things, it would be very smart this year if you haven't to do that wilt-proof wilt stop, because it almost seems like once a week, or maybe, you know, sometimes twice a week, we're getting a warm-up that gets into the 50s and 60s. And now, if that trend continues, we're getting into the freeze-thaw effect for our plants. And so, wilt stop or wilt proof, what that does is it holds moisture into the plant. It keeps it in the plant where it needs to be for the winter. Whereas a freeze-thaw effect will, the ground will thaw a little bit, the plant will wake up just a little bit, absorb water, and then it can dry out. Because it's not raining, it's not doing those types of things, right? So, it's having that effect where the plant can dry out, and then it doesn't have the ability to pull up, pull the moisture in, because it'll be frozen again, right? So we want to keep the moisture in the plant. We want to keep the moisture in the leaves, and the wind can dry it out, those types of things. So this freeze-thaw effect that keeps happening is not a good thing for our plants. We want it to just stay consistent. So the way to help protect your evergreens is with the wilt-proof or wilt-stop. That spray that you spray on the outer coat of the leaves, like I said, holds the moisture inside. So those winter winds, the winter sun, the reflection, when we do have the snow where the sun will reflect off the snow onto the leaves, those types of things, it will help keep that moisture in your plants, because that's what we need to do. Your plants don't have the ability to absorb the water during the winter because of the fact that it is, you know, the ground is frozen, etc. So that's what this does. It holds the water in the plant. It doesn't allow it to leave, and it keeps it going. So those are things that we should be thinking about if we haven't. You know, we spend a lot of time, effort, you know, and money on making our yards look so much better. You know, the past 20-something months, we have spent the entire time at home doing all this extra work. And you don't want to just let it go and not protect it after all this time. So that's why we look at this. And when I look at the weather, the freeze-thaw that keeps happening once a week, you know, makes me kind of just wonder, if we're not doing this, what's going to happen to some of our plants? So, just my thought process for you, trying to do what you can to protect the plants. Because we've spent some time, we've spent some money on our plants, let's protect them. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time in the show for you to call us with any of your questions, so we can help you out with your gardening questions. They can be indoor plants, outdoor plants, whichever you have questions on. We're here to help you and do everything we can to make sure that you can be successful in the garden. So, now, you know, a lot of us have houseplants in the house. and we are trying to protect them, get them ready as well. You know, let's think about where they're located in the house. You know, being close to windows, are they in a draft? Is there something we can do by the window to help keep the draft in? You know, well, keep the draft out, if you will, but to block it in. You know, can we take care of the windows around it? Is there too much of a heat source there? You know, these are all things we think about when bringing plants inside. But those are all things that can just kind of go by the wayside sometimes if you've used the same area over and over and you're just like, yeah, everything's fine. But, you know, double checking some of those things, like taking a look at the the draft, seeing if it just gets too hot over there, or, you know, see what just has anything changed. So those are things that, you know, I think you should be taking a look at and checking every once in a while, because drafts in the house can change from where they are over time. So, you know, protection of your houseplants indoors, you know, you might notice a little change in them or something along those lines. It's not always just the insects or that. Check the surroundings, see what's going on. So we can discuss a lot of things today, so give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so we're going to get right into that. So who's up first today?
First, we got Pumela in New Hampshire.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm calling about my Rose of Sharon.
Okay.
It's about 9 years old, and last summer it didn't do well at all. So I'm wondering about the correct way to prune it back. And should I do it now or wait till the end of the winter? What I was doing was, taking out the I've been listening to you, and you said
yep.
to take out the ones that crisscross each other and so forth.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then I took each branch individually, each little branch, and clipped it by a third.
Okay.
But this past summer, it didn't have... It didn't blossom well, and it was all, it had a group of branches that had nothing on it. And that's never happened before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Rose of Sharon's one of those plants that it almost seems like all spring it doesn't show anything, and then one day, boom, it shows all of its leaves, and it's ready to go, right? So it's a tricky one to be able to tell in the spring, you know, what's dead, what's viable, etc. So, it's not the easiest one of plants out there to prune, right? Because you just don't know if you're doing some good or bad. But that's something we're here to help you to work with. One of the times to do the pruning, usually, there's multiple times. You can prune in the late fall or winter. So right now would be fine for you to do that.
Okay.
Or you can do it in early spring. And when they say early spring, really it should be basically the end of winter, right? Mm-hmm. So winter is just about over. And, excuse me, your spring is just about to happen, right? So that's a, mm-hmm. that would be your other time to do it.
Okay.
So again, these are ones that some of the major things that, you know, I look at is removing any dead branches. And it can be hard sometimes in the winter to tell, but the easiest way is just to scratch the bark on an area with your thumb or your thumbnail and see if it's green underneath or not. If it's brown, that area is dead. Now, one way to tell if like an area is dead or dying is there's going to be almost a difference in the color of the bark. You'll be able to tell, you'll just see the color difference. I can't really explain the exact color because it basically looks like a light brown to an even lighter brown, if that makes sense. But that's what you're going to be looking for as well. The other thing that we want to do is take a look at, you know, any damaged branches. So any branches that look like they might have been hit by the wind or snow or anything along those lines, if you're doing it in the spring, and clean them up. You'll also, some of the older stems that are like the tallest. Now, I should have asked, is this a rosaceran shrub or is it like the tree form?
A shrub.
Okay. Shrub. So some of the taller branches that kind of seem like they're out of place, those are the ones you can start with because those are the older branches. The younger branches will do a lot of the flowering for you.
Okay.
So it could take a couple seasons to do this pruning to get it thinned out the way you need for the flowering. The one other thing I'd want to see you do is in the spring, when the ground thaws and is ready to go, is use the product superphosphate and fertilize with that. Now, there's a couple more things I want to discuss with this, so I want you to hang tight with me until the other side of the break. When we come back, we'll answer those questions. For everybody else, our phone number is 855-660-4261.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. While Roe v. Wade has been Supreme Court precedent for 50 years, it is standing its biggest legal test right now. According to constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax, as Mississippi seeks to move the timetable on abortion restrictions, he says the choice is between either overruling Roe v. Wade or the middle ground position of upholding Mississippi, but not overruling. But what if Roe v. Wade is overruled?
A cataclysmic political event in America. Congress would try to pass a statute first, making abortion a federal right. It would become a major issue in the 2022 midterms and then in the 2024 presidential.
The White House announced on Saturday that President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will talk next week amid a Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
A Greek Orthodox priest on Saturday shouted, "Pope, you are a heretic," at Francis in Athens. A man with a long white beard wearing black robes and a black hat was taken away by police after shouting at the Pope as he entered the Orthodox archbishopric. Francis arrived in Greece on Saturday to visit the Greek Roman Catholics in an effort to bring together the Eastern and Western churches. CNN announced late Saturday afternoon the cable network has fired host Chris Cuomo, effective immediately, following an investigation into Cuomo using his journalism contacts to help defend his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, when he was facing numerous allegations of sexual assault by female staffers. Andrew Cuomo resigned in disgrace last August. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were discussing with Boomley a Rosa Sharon that she pruned last year and didn't get a lot of blossoms. She's been, you know, trying to clean it up, do what she can each season. Now, we started to talk in regards to the pruning and what you should be doing and when. One other thing that, you know, I want to bring up a little bit is with the pruning that you did last year, it does actually, if the plant hadn't been pruned for a number of years and you pruned it, what's going to happen is this year you're going to see a boom in your blossoms. So it can affect, it, you know, depending upon when we cut it back, the blossoms for that year. So this upcoming year, you might actually have a lot more blossoms because of it. So right as we were going to break, I was bringing up the fact that I wanted you to use a fertilizer in the spring. Now, that fertilizer is superphosphate. And the reason why I want you to do that superphosphate helps the roots develop even more, even though it's an established plant. But what that does is allows the plant to pick up more nutrients to build stronger blossoms for you, to last a little bit longer and to get there for you. So I think based on the pruning that you did last year, this year you're going to have a lot to go with. Now, I'm not saying don't prune any of the plant or any of the dead or any of the issues. Now, that area that you said didn't have flowers might be a good spot to see, or if it didn't have like leaves or anything, that might be a dead area just to get rid of. The other areas, you can get rid of the damage, the cross branches like you've already done. But we just, usually pruning on something like this, the next season, you'll have a lot more blossoms. So definitely take a look at it this year and say, all right, if I did prune last year, this year maybe it's just some cosmetic type pruning where I'm just cleaning up any of the damage that happened from over the winter. I'm going to fertilize it with that superphosphate and then hope for, you know, kind of the best. Rosa Sharon are just one of those plants where you think all spring it's dead, and then all of a sudden, you know, you go to bed, there's no leaves on it, you wake up and the whole thing's full of leaves. And you're like, I was going to cut you down tomorrow. All right. But they can be tricky, is kind of what I'm saying. So you definitely can prune it again, either now or this spring. But with the pruning that you did last year, or this year still, technically, I might hold off and see what the blossoms happen this year. If you're not seeing the blossoms, you're not seeing certain things, then you might need to do some more pruning this summer. The other thing is, after you get some of those flowers, in order to protect next year's flowers, the easiest and the best way is to prune right after the Rosa Sharon flowers. So once it's done flowering, if you feel that you need to prune it, that would be the best time. Does that, you know, that with Rosa Sharon, it's not easy. It's one of the harder plants to say, all right, is it going to happen? It's kind of on the same levels as a hydrangea when it comes to flowering. You just don't know because it's so temperamental. So I think if you take a look at those few things, the fertilization program in the spring, and then when you start to see blossoms, at that point, I'd want you to look at using a liquid blossom booster. So a liquid fertilizer, a wettable powder, something that you mix in a container of water. And at that point, when it starts to flower, you start to see the buds start to open. Use the liquid fertilizer that's the heavier blossom booster on there. What it does helps prolong the blossoms. So as I was saying earlier, the superphosphate helps with the root system. Now, if we just fertilize only when, you know, the leaves are there, it's going to make stronger leaves, stronger root system. But if we go with the liquid fertilizer as it's starting to blossom, the fertilizer will go right to those blossoms and help keep them a little bit longer and get them more vibrant.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you saying I should trim each branch now or not do it at all?
The more I thought about it with yours is since you pruned last year and you didn't get as much, I would wait this season and not do it until after it blooms for you this year, because I think, just based on, you know, the knowledge that I have with the plants, etc., I think that it's going to have more blossoms for you this year because of the pruning that was done last year.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't mean don't get rid of, like, the dead and damaged. And you can tell the dead and damaged. Yeah. If there's dead and damaged, those definitely need to go because they're not helping. They're not doing anything good for your plant. They're just taking away from the plant. So, you know, those are the ones that I would clean out, get rid of the dead and damaged. But other than that, I would kind of leave it alone.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll give that a try. All right. Thanks so much.
All right, Boomy. You too. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you. I have three bearberries I didn't get in the ground, and I'm wondering the best way to have them live until the spring.
Okay. Now, where do you have them currently?
They're in my house, in my kitchen, on the floor.
Okay. Well, so being indoors at this point, I would not be thinking about putting them, you know, in the ground or out at this point, just yeah. because it's been inside almost for too long. Not that too long is, you know, a bad thing. I think being indoors is going to keep them viable, especially if we have a harsh winter. But I wouldn't be putting them outside at this point because our temperatures are just fluctuating so much that you could do yeah. more damage than good.
Yeah.
So if you can keep them in an area for the winter that is not going to get drafty, not going to get those types of things, can get some sun, it can get some of the, you know, the sunlight, because that, you know, you don't want it to just be in the dark. But you know, I would be trying to keep it in the sun so it can get used to getting outside. It can take a little bit of shade. It's not like a full shade type plant by any means.
Right.
But if you can keep it, you know, by a south-facing window, maybe like a southwest-facing window, so it's a little bit later in the day sun. Uh-huh. That might be good for you, but I would not be putting it outside. Maybe I wouldn't even put it in like a garage. I'd try to keep it inside because at this point I'm afraid that it's gotten acclimated to the warmer weather inside, that just mm-hmm. putting it, you know, even trying to slowly bring it out during the day or slowly like bring it from the house to the garage or the shed, those types of things might actually shock it too much.
Okay.
So, if you can live with it inside for the next couple yeah. months, I would uh-huh. say that would be the best thing to do. I mean, it's probably, at this point, does it have some of the red berries all over it?
No, I think I took it in about a week ago because I was worried about how low the temperatures were getting without being in the ground. There's no okay. berries. And I haven't watered it for a bit because I wasn't sure whether I could, like, put it in the ground and cover it really well or whatever. So there's no berries.
I mean, the more I kind of, you know, it's only been in for a week. Has it been like a full week or is
yeah.
it? Okay.
Yeah, it's been about a week.
And you can definitely try it to bring it back outside, but I'm just afraid with the fluctuation of temperatures, and it's already been inside for a bit, and then, you know, going in and out, I'm afraid that there could be damage to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's where I just, you could put it in the ground, you could get it really covered well, and you yeah. might, you might be successful. As long as you could, you know, the next couple, it's going to be in the 40s during the week. It's just the overnight uh-huh. temperatures that kind of scare me, especially being inside the house. Is the house very warm?
Well, it's in my kitchen, which doesn't warm up. It sort of stays in the 60, 62 range.
Okay. I mean, I'm going back and forth in my head because, you know, plants will do better, obviously, when they're outside.
Yeah.
Especially something along these lines that wants to be out there. But I just,
yeah.
with the fluctuation of temperatures, you know, they're saying tomorrow, at least where I am, and I'm in the northern part of Massachusetts,
yeah.
it's going to be in the 60s. So it almost makes me want to put it outside.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going against everything I just said.
I wish I could have called you last week, but I couldn't.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where I think if you can get it into the ground, you can get it protected uh-huh. where you will get, you know, some salt marsh hay or something around it to protect it with the freeze, the, you know, the cold temperatures up above. I think you might be
yeah.
all right.
Maybe I could cover it at night if it's cold, super cold. But I
yeah.
could definitely protect. I'd give it a great layer. I know the leaves have to have some sun, so.
Well, obviously, but it's one of those things where during the winter, it's not using the photosynthesis. It's not using the sun to do everything like it
okay.
would when the, you know, in the spring, summer, and fall.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, it's not, I mean, it's definitely necessary. Don't get me wrong. It's just, it's not as necessary as during those growing seasons. But okay. I would think about trying to protect the soil base around it, because that's the other aspect that you kind of get nervous on. That the freeze thaw effect is my biggest fear when it comes to some of the plants, because that's what does the most damage. It's to the root system, and that's where we're you know nervous about. So if you can get it into the ground, you can protect it with mulch around it. You can get, you know, leaves or salt marsh hay or mulch.
Lots of straw and leaves.
You know, it might not be a bad thing. It's only been in the house for a week. So, you know, if it had been in the house for a couple months, I'd say definitely no.
Yeah.
But you might actually be okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll give it a shot.
All right, Pat. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect launch started this weekend.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show for you guys to give us a call. We will be here to answer as many of the gardening questions as you have. So definitely give us a call. Sun's starting to come out, starting to look like you can have a decent day, right? Before some of that rainy, possibly snowy mix in certain areas hit us tomorrow. Now there were talks at one point of some snow this week. Looking like Wednesday, Thursday. I'm not seeing it as much, but we'll see what happens. This is the time of year where a couple of those snowstorms are like hit or miss. You're not sure which one's going to, is it going to hit us? Is it not? So we'll see. We'll start to see some of that snow fly at some point, I'm sure. But it looks like maybe tomorrow night, maybe, or maybe tomorrow. We'll see. I know in Buffalo, it's not going to be some great weather for a certain football game that's happening over there. But that's good for where it is, right? But coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking with Karen from Natural Alternative to go over some of the ice melt. We're going to go over some other items from their website. We'll take a look at the new website because it's definitely worth really taking a look at. There's a lot of good information there now. Not that there wasn't before, but there's a lot more to it. They've done a lot of great work that it is definitely worth checking out. We're going to discuss a few things. You'll see us talk a little bit about Christmas trees. We'll talk about some what to do with some of the protolizer, right? Some all-purpose fertilizer, and then we'll talk some ice melt. So definitely look forward to that. That's going to be at 8 o'clock, so about an hour from now. We look forward to speaking with Karen. Now, next week and every couple weeks, we're bringing back Cianne from Wild Delight to give us some information on what to be doing with our birds, right? We've had such a weird year when it comes to birding, where there was all that talk of don't put your bird feeders out. There's the this different disease that's going on, and then it just kind of died down. And I'm not trying to, no pun intended there, but the talk about it kind of died down. So we'll discuss those things and more, and see what we can be doing this time of year to help our bird friends that are still in the area. And I know one of the things we will definitely touch on is water. A water source for your birds. Having a heated bird bath or fresh water out there is a definite need. So we'll discuss that and more next week. So I look forward to that. Having Cianne back is exciting to have, because near and dear to me, my father, after it followed over his father's footsteps when it came to birding, just loved it. Just loved watching them, doing them. And so having her here with us makes me excited to have. So definitely look forward to that next week. But this week we're here. We got another 3 hours. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Plenty of time to be discussing whatever you like. It is Christmas time. So we are out there picking out our Christmas trees. Definitely, the supply chains out there it's a lot harder to get them. I was at a couple of the Mahoney's yesterday, and everybody's asking the same thing. Wow, there's not as many trees. And it's like, well, it's just, the news isn't lying. There's a supply chain issue out there. So definitely worth getting it at this point. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to put it up, but it is something that if you're looking to get a Christmas tree, sooner the better, because I foresee a lot of places being sold out early. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We're going to take a break here. We get back, we'll be in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll start fresh. We'll be back soon.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.